Hello, welcome to Team C's podcast on educational assessments. We're going to briefly break down educational assessments and how they are used for students in grade school and junior high, as well as their use in high school and college university levels. Lastly, there will be a discussion on the ethical considerations associated with achievement and intelligence tests in education, as well as the cultural consideration associated with achievement and intelligence tests in education. Assessment refers to the process of documenting data to measure an individual's skills, knowledge, and behavior through methods of tests and observation. The purpose of the assessment depends upon the reasons of the teacher, researcher, or psychologist. The goal of administering the assessment is to make evaluative decisions for those who may need assistance in areas such as academics and life skills. Although there are various tools of assessments available, this podcast will focus on educational assessments because educational assessments provide information about the student's academic progress. It's important that the appropriate tools and tests are used. It must be customized to the material being taught. Now, assessments in grade school and junior high levels, essentially, in order to perform a proper assessment for school-aged children, the teacher will need to know the purpose of the test and the tools needed. Assessments provide an important data that will help the teachers assist and stay on track with what materials they are to teach the children and how they are used to teach it. Using assessment can help the teacher determine whether a student has mastered a skill or if they are not ready to move on to the next lesson. Examples of tools that the teacher may use for assessments are unit lesson tests, quarterly benchmarks, pop quizzes, exit slips, or the end of the year state mandated grade level test. In addition to using assessment tools that will show the student's progress, the teacher may also use pre-assessment tests to determine the student's prior knowledge of the upcoming material before class even begins. This tool will assist the teacher in determining which student needs extra help in the subjects of math, language arts, science, and social studies. The teacher may receive data on the students who have advanced in the core subjects and decide whether they can work independently. Assessments in high school and college university levels, it's pretty similar, but there are some differences and there are some things where sets them apart. The most general level of learning objectives exist at the college level. These objectives are straightforward. They're straightforwardly identified with the school mission and vision articulations and ought to be reflected in everything the school does. This includes anything from classes and courses to sports, administration and office upkeep. Project level objectives characterize learning results for understudies who complete a scholastic system. Course level objectives or learners results characterize our desires for what understudies realize by finishing a specific course, paying little mind to who is showing the course. Class level objectives are the most particular. These objectives mirror our desires for a particular gathering of understudies partaking in a specific class experience amid a particular time allotment. Now, in this particular time in our lives, we can pretty much relate to this type of assessment because we are university level students. We all know that at some point, either during undergrad or along the years of taking undergrad classes, we're sometimes required to take placement tests, and these placement tests are a great example of assessments that we must take at a college university level. It lets the university know where we are as far as math, reading, science, and different subjects are concerned. That way we are placed in the right class and we are ready to take on what is ahead of us for the next couple of years, whether it be undergrad or master's level. There's different kinds of assessments. Some of us have to take a graduate test in order to be able to attend a master's program. And that's just a couple of examples of how it would be applied to our lives at the current moment. All of these things must fall in line with ethical considerations. The ethical considerations with achievement tests in the American Psychological Association's APA Code of Ethics. There are 18 out of the over 100 ethical considerations these ethical considerations, address the usage of psychological assessments and diagnostic aids. The principles include qualification of test users, which is made up of three principles, responsibility of the psychologist sponsoring the test use, which is made up of four principles, responsibilities and qualifications of test publisher representatives, which is made up of three principles, readiness of a test for release, which is made up of one principle, description of the test in manuals and publications, which is made up of five principles, and lastly, security of testing materials, which is made up of two principles, in addition to what the APA provides us. With the principles, there's also many consequences of the misuse of achievement tests, such as the adverse impact on minorities and women, discouraging and institutionalizing failure for individuals, teaching to the test and limiting curriculum and learning, reinforcing tasks requiring simple rote memory at the expense of more complex cognitive processes required for success in the real world, creating barriers, tracking individuals into classrooms and job offerings, fewer challenges and opportunities. Regardless of whether one is using traditional intelligence tests or tests considered to be less culturally loaded, testing, assessment, test interpretation, and test use must be guided by sound, defensible, and equitable principles and practices. This then brings us to cultural considerations as far as educational assessments and intelligence tests are concerned. Throughout many educational domains, there's a great degree and high level of consistency in people thinking that racially diverse individuals are going to simply perform poorly on a test. This truly creates a disadvantage for these individuals before they're even able to take a test or an assessment. It just opens the door for them to fail before they even give it a try, which is a really, really big disadvantage and creates a concern among the cultural considerations taken into play during an assessment, educational assessment, and an intelligence test. However, there is one very important component that is directly associated with intelligence tests, and that is the fact that they sometimes simply measure a person's innate ability, which would then discount on what they have previously learned or what their potential could be for higher learning opportunities. Another element that comes into play and is very common in these types of situations would be the factor of test bias. You know, needless to say, any individual that is of low socioeconomic status is highly prone to being subject to test bias, unfortunately. This is due to the ignorance that is held within the test givers, and this could directly serve to generate low performance scores. Sometimes it is done in an unconscious way because this is just the way it's been for many years, that the test givers don't even realize they are exposing bias with their what they're placing on the test or how they're administering the test. It seems to be a habit. It seems to happen often, so it's unfortunate, and it just provides a disadvantage for the test taker before they even lay their eyes on the assessment or test. Closing statements, you know, as we stated, assessments provide important data that will help teachers assist and stay on track with what materials they are to teach children and how they are to teach it. It allows teaching styles and information to be implemented to where children are able to learn to the best of their ability in a teaching style that is comfortable and practical for them. This must be done keeping in mind the ethical considerations associated with achievements and intelligence tests in education. These guidelines must always be followed. Culture plays a huge role, as we have discussed, and when considering culture, it's also important to remember to abide by all ethical codes set forth by the APA. It's always important to refer back to the APA. For more information on those ethical standards, you can visit www.apa.org. We would like to thank you for listening to Team C's podcast, and we hope that you have enjoyed it and learned something about educational assessments and intelligence tests. We would like to thank you for stopping by and listening to our podcast. Team C is comprised of Mark Lane, Jermaine Fontaine Wickeser, Derek Bew, Dolores Cook, Catherine Tillery, and myself, Ashley Torres-Vidal. We hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, and thank you very much for stopping by.